Hey everybody, it is August 31st, 2017. This is the Geeks Next Door episode 75. It's the last day of August. We're moving into September. What's going on, guys?
Hello.
Not a whole lot.
We are Ryan-less this evening, but that doesn't mean we can't still have fun, because girls just want to have fun.
They just wanna.
See?
That's true.
So it is state fair, guys. State fair time, guys. Anybody have plans or have been to the state fair this year?
Dave?
I've been to the state fair. It was pretty fun.
Okay. What about you two? Any plans or?
No.
Not this year.
No plans this year. Okay.
It's a negative.
How come, Adam? How come you don't want to go?
Because we're going to be out of town this weekend and won't be back in time to go.
What about last weekend and this entire week?
Work and lame last weekend.
Okay.
So, no.
Okay, so here's the thing. Here's
as
the
long
thing.
As you said lame.
Yeah, here's the thing about the state fair. You have to make time for the state fair. It doesn't just come to you. So my question to you guys is, if you're not going, why are you not going? And if you are going, or you did go, why did you go? Because this is like, some people go every year, they get super excited about it, and they go every year, and some people are like, state fair. So I'm curious. So let's start with somebody who has a lame last weekend. Adam, you've elected to not go this year. Any particular reason why? Other than, I'm too busy, which is an excuse, you know, a super excuse, so.
Well, other than the fact that I'm too busy.
Yeah, you just said lame last weekend.
No, I don't know. Things just snuck up on me this year, and
Let me preface this and say there's no wrong answer here. If you didn't want to go to the state fair, I don't fucking care if you didn't want to go to the state fair. I'm just curious if there's a reason, or people are just like, or you just forget about it, or what. So,
I think I forgot about it, and life caught up to me. So,
so had you remembered it was state fair time, you'd be like, oh, I should make plans for that. Or you'd be like,
Probably, yeah.
Okay. Did you go last year?
No.
What about the year before?
The year before, yes.
Okay. So why didn't you go last year?
Why didn't we?
Yeah.
Life
snuck up on you?
No, because last year was Oren being way too young. We didn't choose to take him with.
Way too young. So. How old was that?
I don't know. He was probably 4 months old at that point.
Okay, just curious. That's way too young for a state fair. Dave,
4 months old?
Way too young. It's a lot of work to do that and coordinate nap and coordinate, right?
Sounds like great excuses. Dave, you went to the state fair this year. Why did you choose to go? What did you enjoy about it? What was there? Is there anything cool, or what did you do?
We went there because Griff loves tractors and cool work vehicles and any of that stuff. And there was tons of that stuff.
Diggers.
And diggers. Yep. So we went there nice and early, got there a little bit after 8 on Saturday. It was kind of raining. It wasn't really raining that hard. It's not like Houston rain. It was fine. We could survive. Too soon?
Too soon.
I mean, right? No, so we went there and he climbed all over stuff and just had a great time. He just was like, I'm going to climb on this. Like, what is this? What does this do? Hey, mister, this is your tractor. What does it do? Why do you have it?
Was there a guy like being like, is he going to buy something or what?
I think it was early enough where he's like, I don't really know if anyone buys anything at the state fair, really. Maybe Kenny would buy something.
I don't think he did.
He'd be like, I'm going to buy a hot tub, and then I'm going to return it or something like that.
I don't think he ever actually bought it.
Right, exactly. But I remember that time we went, and I think he was going to buy a hot tub for some reason.
I still bring it up. I'm like, maybe we should go check out the hot tubs.
Right. But, yeah, so we did that, and then, you know, we ate some food, and it started clearing up, and more people started it. But we saw, like, the animals, and, you know, saw the giant pig with the huge testicles, because you always got to go see that. Because you're like, look at the size of that guy's testicles.
It never did anything for me.
Yeah, but it's funny.
Yeah, it is funny.
Right. But he was just like, look at him. He's so tired, that pig. And he's just...
Well, he's got to carry on giant testicles.
Testicles, right. So we saw that, and, you know, he drank some milk and had some fun and went and bought a couple of things for him. And then it was like 1 o'clock, and he was like, I'm pretty much done. And I'm like, that's great. I'm done too.
So is this something you look forward to doing every year, or just because you're like, ah, my kid's old enough, he can climb on tractors, he feels like doing this, or what?
Yeah, like if he feels like it, like I was kind of on an every other year, maybe every third year kind of thing, because I didn't really care that much about it.
That's called the Adam White plan, I believe.
It's true.
But the thing is, I know it's I know when the state fair is. It never sneaks up on me. I know exactly, because it's exactly the same time of year.
Hey,
every year.
Life sneaks up sometimes.
Like, it doesn't. It doesn't. You have like these, you have your phone, you have your computer, you have everything that tells you the date and the time. Time never
sneaks
up on
me. For me, it just snuck up on me this year.
Shit sneaks up on people. You don't even know. You gotta watch out. You're like, you're like looking towards like Christmas, and then fucking state fair's like, clever girl. And then you get eaten and stuff.
Right.
Back to
actually,
school.
Aren't you pretty close? You're pretty close to the state fair. You're actually not that
no.
far away.
No.
Yeah,
it still
actually,
takes like...
Yeah, they're pretty far. Like, I think we might actually be closer.
Laterally. It's like, yeah.
It's pretty far. Okay.
We'll chart it. We'll chart it out.
Cool. What was your favorite part other than watching your kid climb on shit this year? If you had one. Maybe the whole experience was your favorite part.
I don't know. I think it was all a lot of just fun, because we had no agenda. It was just like, let's just wander around and see what we decide to get. We had like, there was nothing that we really care, like there was nothing where I was like, hey man, I totally want to eat this food, let's go find this place. Some people go with that idea to try and try out this food.
Sure.
I really didn't have, I had like an idea of like, hey, you know, if I happen to see that, I would eat it. But, you know, we kind of went for, you know, for him to have fun, and it was just a good time, because the rain was perfect, because I was like, I don't really mind, because I don't really mind getting cold or wet, it doesn't bother me that much. So I'm like, all right. And the fact that there wasn't a ton of people there was really actually pretty nice.
Yeah, I can see that. So. Okay, Dave T, what about you? Are you have not gone. How do you have plans to go?
We do not have plans to go. This year just didn't work out with timing, with the weekends were both packed with other stuff, and then with my job change, I couldn't take a day off during the week.
Snuck up on
me. No, it didn't sneak up on me. I knew when it was. I knew it was coming. It just... With the job change, you know, normally we'd want to take a weekday off and go out there with the kids, but it just didn't work out this year. So, but usually, we haven't gone the last couple of years. I think the last time was, well, okay, 3 years, I guess, because it was before Logan was born.
Jesus. So you do not look forward to going every year. It's like something you're like, eh, whatever.
I go mainly for the food, and I like to see the animals and go to the dairy barn, but... yeah, just haven't had that push to go. I mean, I used to go every year as a kid. Every year. Mom would pack us in the car bright and early in the morning. We'd go, we'd spend all day there, then Dad would show up and we'd eat dinner.
Like
and,
5 minutes before you leave, he'll show up. Hey, what's going on?
He'll show up after work, and then we're there till it closes. You know, we're there till about 10 o'clock, so.
You knew he was coming because he had the giant beard that came in front of him? No.
Good job.
You're gonna workshop that. Don't worry about it. You're gonna workshop it.
I need to workshop that one.
Okay.
So, well, we'll be back next year. Pretty sure of it.
I doubt it. Honestly, I'm gonna fucking check next year and be like, well, you know, I had a new job change again. And, you know, I did in Dairy Barn. And, okay,
right.
Cool. We did go. We went today. It was tough because, you know, the kids was only 4 months old and there's two of them. So, you know, logistics and naps and stuff. We made it work. You know, we soldiered through and stuff. But the reason I ask is because I am generally kind of bored at the fair. Like, I don't know what I'm doing there. Like, that's why I kind of like going with people, but I never get invitations from people who go on Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock. So I never really get, invitations. So we just kind of go, and me and Amy are pretty boring with our food, so we're like,
yeah,
I don't know
that,
that's part of the reason.
That's bullshit because it does not stop you from getting food. You are just a mean guy. And this year, I'll have you know, I had an elk burger.
Ooh,
you're like,
way to branch out there.
You make that with cow, please.
And Amy had walleye fries or something. That's interesting, right? Yeah.
So that's branching aren't out there for you two.
Like fish sticks?
Basically.
Shut up, Dave. Shut up.
If they're not cod, they're made out of walleye. Yeah.
White fish.
But this year, I mean, like I said, what do we do? So we will go over there, especially if you don't have small kids. We had super small kids, so they don't give a fuck, right? But if you have a small kid, like when we went there with Persephone, yeah, she could run around and see stuff, go to the butterfly hunt and do this other thing, whatever they want to do. But if you don't have a kid, like, that's old enough to do anything, like, let's say Orin, like, what are you going to do? Just go out there and look at, I don't know, what do you, okay, I have a few questions. Why the fuck is there so many tractors and stuff up there? Do people actually buy tractors or stuff there, or are they just there to look at them?
I think it's a holdover from what the state fair used to be.
That's like, what I was thinking. Yeah.
So it's just like a company bought that little section and rents it every single year, and if they don't rent it, it goes away.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, like, people come from miles around, you know, because you see the campers out, like, people come from really far away because, yeah. And that might be their vacation. Like, they take the vacation and have fun, and, like, we come down to the cities, and we go to the state fair a couple times, and we do other stuff around the cities. But I think it's a holdover of, like, you brought your cattle in from far away, you buy your new tractor parts, or you see the new tractors that are the new ones. Because right. They had shit, they were like, oh, this tractor is from, like, the first state fair from 1920, and you're like, okay, cool, that's a cool tractor. And then the next one's like, 2 years later, you're like, wow, this is a way better tractor than this piece of shit tractor from 1920.
Right.
Why did I buy that?
So I think it is, so let's put ourselves in the mindset of a farmer coming to the state fair 50 years ago. Yeah, sure, you might be like, I brought some shit in, maybe even, fuck, 70 years ago at this point, but I brought some shit in, I sold it, and, oh man, there's tractors here that are kind of cool, and neat. There's a new, like, a ditch logging or a logging tool I can buy, that's kind of neat. But now I think it's just, like, does anybody actually buy anything there? Like you were saying? Like, because there's car companies there now. Like, who wants to look at a Chevy? What?
Right. What we
yeah, I think it's look at and then go home, think about it, then call the dealer.
I mean, or show up. I understand, like, hot tubs. You want to look at your hot tubs when you go to the state fair. But other than that, I don't know. Doesn't make sense.
What I find funny is they are really pushing. The Marines were there.
Dude.
The fucking Navy was
I
there.
I know. I did my pull-ups. I was like, mind if I do some pull-ups on this bar? He's like, go ahead.
Right. And I'm like, wow, you guys are really struggling to get people to come in, aren't you?
Actually, recruitment's way up. You know, it's weird. Ever since we decided to send people overseas, like, the super hardcore people are like, I want to go! And they get signed up and stuff.
Right. But what I also found is, like, no matter what you have, whatever cable provider or dish network say that you have them. It's all like, hey, you got dish network? Absolutely got dish network. Yeah, high fives. And then you walk on by.
I made that mistake.
The block, right?
The guy's like, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. He's like, hey, who's your cable? You got TV at home? And I'm like, yeah, I don't. But we used to have the dish network. I hate it. Oh, we got a brand new satellite. And I said, what? You lost a satellite? Like, no, we got a brand new satellite.
It goes through the rain.
That's basically what he's trying to get. And I said, I'm pretty happy. I'm going to go now. And which is a lie. I'm not happy, but I definitely don't want fucking Dish Networks. I've seen Adam without Dish Network. He isn't fucking dumb.
I don't have Dish Network.
Didn't you used to have something like that? You're like,
nope.
That's why your internet sucks so bad.
CenturyLink.
That's why your internet sucks.
You have DSL. Yeah.
But yeah, the more I walk around, the more things I'm like, I kind of need to go with people. Otherwise, we get kind of bored. We're like, well, now what do we want to do? Well, Amy wants to walk and see her favorite radio station. Okay, we're going to do that. That's cool.
Oh, she's got to go sit in the lactation station.
It's true. That's where you feed your babies. You know, that's why if your baby's 4 months old, you could actually bring them to the fair and do that. You could work around it. See, it works out perfectly.
Well, yep. You could soldier on.
Here's the thing. This year, they
could sleep in the stroller.
It's not like 8,000 degrees outside. It's a really good year to go to the fair because it's cold, the temperature is nice. Shut your face.
Hey, why didn't you go, motherfucker? Yeah, no, I know what you're saying. It was like 73 degrees or something this year, and it was the first year I can remember where it was like comfortable.
Normally it's like Africa hot. I know. You gotta go stand next to the haunted house where they got all those misters.
Like a dude? Like,
yeah, Mr. They got little squirt bottles and spray
right,
you.
Right. He's like, take these broken wings and learn to fly again.
So, yeah, in other words, what I'm saying is next year, maybe you motherfuckers want to invite me to the state fair, and then maybe we'll go together and we'll do something to be fun instead of, like, just being like, Chris and Amy are going to go and they're going to eat their Pronto Puff and they're going to feel like they went out on a limb because Chris ate a taco burger or something. Oh, I had one of these fucking things. Whoa, I had something else. I had this. It was like a, what the fuck was it? It was like a piece of cheese. It was like a pizza thing, but it had meat in it.
Cheese curd.
No, it was like a pizza thing in a bun that had meat in it, like ground beef. I forget what it was called. But I stepped out. I was like, I don't know what that is. And the lady's like, it's okay.
An empanada?
No.
Are you saying it?
So I said, I'll have that, and I'll try it. And it was okay, but it wasn't great. I wouldn't recommend
A calzone?
Dude, no. If it was something obvious, I would just say it.
A stromboli?
It was like a gizzo or something like that.
Gizzo?
Gizzo? I think it's gizzo.
Gizmotic Institute?
Yes.
Gizmo, maybe? Gizmo, that's
it.
Oh,
yes, the
state
fair.
Yeah. If I could pick only one state fair, this would be it. Fuck you, it wasn't that good.
If you ate it after midnight, would you, like, turn into a gremlin?
Yes, you would.
You better link that shit.
Here, there it is. There's the fucking picture, baby. I put down the picture. Uh-oh, no, I think everything broke.
You broke the internet.
There, Gizmo, see? It's got, like, meat in the middle. It's fucking stepping out on a ledge.
Not seeing it.
It's coming up in a second.
All a gizmo is like a, it's like a hot dog bun that you put, like, Italian beef, hamburger, sauce, cheese, and then you put it in there. So it's basically like...
Exactly.
It's meat, pizzerito?
Meat and cheese in a bread. That's all it is.
Here's the point, my friend. I said, I don't know what a gizmo is. I see a picture of it. I don't know what it is. Let me try it. That is fucking Adventure City right there.
You thought
now if we just went on names, that's what I would go like, okay, Chris, here, I'm gonna give you three names. You have to choose one of which you're gonna eat.
Okay.
Popples.
A popple. Okay.
But also I'd like to point out that the reason it's fun to go to the state fair is because of the food, right? It's fun to try new things.
Yeah. Yep.
But if I order one thing, it's going to almost fill me up. So it's nice if I can have something and, like, split it with, like, four or five people and then have another thing and split that with four or five people and somebody else gets something and splits it with me. You know what I mean? Because that way I can try a bunch of different stuff without getting super full on my gizmos.
Would you try alligator or shit like that?
Yeah. What is it going to kill me? Whoa! Why would I not try it?
Right. So and why don't you have a picture of the kids holding, like, just, like, holding a corn dog and, like, just letting it rest against them? Like, that would have been cool. Because... babies can't eat gigantic food, but it's hilarious for them to be holding gigantic food.
That's true. Now, we had a Pronto Puff this year. I did not care for it. I gotta tell you, I think I like corn dogs better. I always thought I liked Pronto Puffs better, but I think I like corn dogs better.
Pronto Puffs are sweet because the batter is like more of a pancakey batter.
I don't know.
Pretty much the same thing.
I thought so too.
One is corn and one is wheat.
Damn, motherfucker said ice
Adam,
cream.
Come on, you used to be a foodie, but you turned into, like, hey, foodie. you're like, I can't have pizza anymore. I can only have pizza from this delicatessen, which uses like a special coal-burning oven, and the coal has to be imported from the deep parts of Kazakhstan and shit like that.
It's kind of fucked up, man.
Come on.
All right, so the main point is you fuckers should invite me and we should set something up next year and go together and be fun, right? Right.
Main point.
All right, awesome. Let's get the fucking podcast going and then you can talk. This is when we turn up the party. All night feels good, we get excited. This is when we turn up the party. All night feels good, we get excited.
Here's my take. Here's my takeaway. Chris hates going to the state fair with his wife because she's boring.
No, we actually talked about it while we're there. We're boring state fair goers, and she's like, and I'm like, yeah, I think we are. You're right because we never really know what to do or try.
All right, that's my take.
Yeah, there's just a lot of walking around.
Right. And what we could do is, everyone who goes together puts their name in a hat, right? And so I'll draw a name, and whoever name I get, I'd be like, what food would I get them? And then I will get them a food, and they at least have to take a bite of it. Not like a little bite, like, I don't like it. Like a sizable bite, like a teaspoon light worth.
Is there really anything at the fair that you'd be like, no way, I'm not going to eat that, fuck you. Like, there's nothing there that's, like, no, disgusting not or anything, me. You know?
But basically, it would be a game of, let's see how messed up we can make Amy.
Well, she has to eat meat all the time, you know? That's like a dietary restriction.
Well, that'd be like, I don't like anything with, like, lettuce or green, but I can be like, it's a dietary restriction because I'm kind of a chubby fat guy.
Sure, I know what you mean.
I don't like mushrooms, so...
So fried mushrooms.
Exactly.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah. I don't know.
But if I chose you, you would eat it. You would eat it because you wouldn't want to lose the competition.
Right, everybody would. That's the probably. Thing. I don't know. I think it would be more fun when you're running around doing things with people, but then it gets logistically annoying, too. Some people might be like, I want to go over here. No, I want to go over here. So you got to go with people who are, like, chill, which kind of rules out Adam. So, you know, but other people that are chill and just, like, let things go by the flow and stuff like that. So.
Ebb and flow.
Yeah. But in the advent of cell phones, you can go, all right, we're going to go over here for a little while, and we'll find you in 15 minutes.
Yeah, I guess. You're right. And the state fair is big, but it's not, like, overwhelmingly big where you can't find each other and stuff.
Yes.
What do you think's bigger, the state fairgrounds or Valley Fair?
Valley Fair.
You think so?
Yeah.
Hmm.
State Fair is only, like, 4 blocks by 4 blocks.
The state fair, or Valley Fair is only 3 blocks by 5 blocks.
Okay.
I could be
so
wrong.
So it is. It'd be like 1 square block difference at 15 versus 16.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess Valley Fair does seem a little bit bigger, but you know, I remember it not being that big. I remember being able to navigate it pretty easily. It's just a lot of things jammed together, kind of say.
Yes. Like density, I think the State Fair is by far more dense than Valley Fair.
A quick survey said Valley Fair is 125 acres. Does that sound right?
Maybe.
Yeah,
sounds great.
How many acres are there in a 8-block area?
Oh, this is a fucking imperial system, so it's fucking...
Oh, shit.
Yeah, unfortunately, nothing came up really quick when I put the same thing for Minnesota State Fair.
State Fair is 320 acres.
Really?
Yep.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know. But that's a lot of that's like crap you never go to. Like, Midway, I rarely
parking
go
lots.
To Midway. Parking lots town. Yeah. Administration building, I've never been in. But the education building, I go in constantly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway. Oh, and next year, Amy wanted to enter. She's like, where do I find out where to enter shit? Because I want to enter, like, my tater tot casserole into the state fair. Can we still do that?
I thought she was going to enter an improv contest.
Do you have to win, like, regionals to get to state?
I think there is, like, a county. You have to win a county fair.
No, let's just say regionals and state. Because regional, state, and nationals. That's what it is. That's cool. I didn't know that. I bet you could.
Yeah. Dave's probably got a point. You have to qualify to be at the state fair.
Prepare to qualify.
Right.
Huh. But where do you even find something like that? Like... County hot dish competition.
Hennepin right. County Fair.
There's probably right. like 5 people that do it because nobody knows really what the fuck's going on or anything.
Yeah, you have to start out with hot dish. You probably have to start out in like your local Lutheran church basement.
You'd win that. Right. But because so many people know of that, that's actually the hardest level. And once
you don't want to go that easy, one, yeah.
All right, so besides the state fair, what's going on this weekend? Let's get amazement and stuff. Go amazing.
So with the Blade Runner 2049 coming out like in October, they're going to release a series of short films that actually have like characters from the movies and stuff, and they're directed by like smaller time directors, but the quality of the first one is pretty good, but basically is going to fill in some of how the timeline has basically changed in 30 years, because there's a lot of information that they know that they can't give you all in one movie. So,
like, so just stuff that's happened over the last 30 years?
Yes, yep. Like, history of the world that we are now in.
Okay.
You know, like, the politics and some of the
part
stuff
two?
Like that.
History of the World, Part 2?
Yes. Yeah. So, like, the first one came out, and it was really, actually, really good. It's basically just people sitting around talking for, like, 6 minutes, but it's actually, like, pretty intriguing, like, and it gives you, like, some good, background that you wouldn't put in a major motion picture, because it's 6 minutes of just people sitting around talking that's kind of boring.
Hmm.
So,
Okay, but is this something I'm going to have to know to watch the movie, or is this enhance my movie experience?
Yes. It's enhanced. It's kind of like, you know, how when they release a big movie and then they're like, ooh, read the comic book, the 3-issue comic book prologue,
that
just gives you more episode or more backstory, but it's not needed.
Like the Animatrix too. Like, you can watch that and get a little bit more insight on some of the minor characters, or you don't really care. It doesn't really matter that much.
Yep. And I think it's really interesting. And, like, this one is, it's, like, 2036, so it actually takes place significantly, like 13 years before this one. So. Sure. And it just sets up a little bit of backstory, which is pretty interesting.
So where are those at? Where can people find them?
Collider. Collider is, like, the sponsored whatever. But you can find them on YouTube. You just go, Blade Runner 2049 short films.
Okay. Do you know how many they're going to have? Did you say that?
Three. There's going to be three. They've only released one, and I think the next one is supposed to be coming out sometime next week, and then a couple weeks later after that. So.
Okay. Hey, what's the next movie we're seeing in the theaters?
It was kind of a drought for a while. It's September something.
September 22nd, isn't there one?
I don't know. I think It comes out this or next weekend. Is that something people want to see or don't really care that much?
I'm out.
I do not like horror scary movies clowns, that much.
Seriously? Nope. Wow, I didn't know there was a bunch of bitches around here.
Yeah, there is a bunch of bitches
Dave,
around
Dave, are we seeing that, or are we just kind of waiting?
I would see it, because I liked, like, that was a big what do they call it, miniseries, when it was on television, when it was like the two-night event, It. And it was like, the first part was like from the kids' point of view, and then the second part was from the adults' point of view. So, and we haven't seen any adults in any of the trailers, so I'm wondering if it's going to try and be two movies, or are they going to just do it?
Kingsman
is on the 22nd. Yep.
Oh, shit, but that's pretty far.
But actually, if I would go see, because we wouldn't have to go see it, but instead of It, they're releasing. It's the 40-year anniversary of Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that.
I know, I like it too, but I've seen it so many times, it's just,
I know, but it's fucking great.
The other thing is, it's only like one night though, right? It's a limited release.
I don't know if it's like in a...
I'm sure. That's what they do with those ones. They're like, hey, 25th anniversary, one night only. Come on, fellas, get your Dawson ready for Close Encounters. And then
Close Encounters of the Third
Kind. You go watch it, and then you're done.
Yeah, because by the 22nd, it's Kingsman, and then if people want to see Flatliners the next weekend, I would see it, but people don't want to. And then we're right into Blade Runner.
October 6th. There's also Justice League coming up.
But that's in November.
Thor
Ragnarok.
November.
I have to say, of all the movies we've mentioned so far, the Blade Runner is the one I'm least excited about seeing.
Okay.
I don't know why. I mean, it's just the original was. I enjoyed it. I watched it. But it didn't captivate my imagination like some of the other movies. You know, so it might be super good. I'll be pleasantly surprised. Who knows?
Right.
I have to make sure Ryan sees the first Blade Runner before.
We all watched it. Maybe you weren't there. I don't know.
Yeah, it might have been one of the multiple times that Adam couldn't come on Tuesday.
Multiple times?
Yeah.
Yes, multiple times.
It's also because I don't understand that one dude. He's going to be like, like, Harrison Ford, what'd you say?
I broke my leg flying a plane. And blah, blah.
It would be pretty funny if they like just subtitled it.
Yes, it would.
Right?
They should start subtitling.
That'd be cool.
So,
okay. So
I do want to see American Assassin, which is on September 15th.
That is
the Mitch Rapp counterterrorism.
Oh, is that the movie? Book? Wasn't that a Minnesota author? In fact,
yeah, who died a couple years ago. Yep.
Yeah, he was overrated. No, I'm just playing. I've never read any of his shit, but I'm glad it's something finally has got made into a book after, a movie after he died.
Yeah.
Right. I, just because I'm a big fan of of like disaster movies on the 20th of October. Geostorm. It's called Geostorm.
I know. I don't know if I can see it. I don't know. We'll
but
see.
But dude, Gerard Butler is a cocky astronaut dude who's got to save the world because somebody sabotaged the weather system. There's a whole system.
Speaking of which, this is a great segue into what I like to call. Have you guys seen fucking Sharknado?
Yes.
I actually have not seen any of them.
Parts of it, not the whole thing.
They're pretty good.
Have you seen Sharknado 2?
No, for surely not.
Have you seen Sharknado 3?
Yes.
Definitely not.
Have you seen Sharknado 4?
Yep. There's four of them?
No. There's five of them. Now, here's my point. I have never seen any Sharknados, but Sharknado 5 was on the other day, and I had it on TV as I was taking care of the kids, and it's pretty fucking funny. So I'm thinking Sharknado 1 is going to be pretty fucking funny. I think we should sit down and watch it sometime. It's pretty good. Like, Geraldo Rivero is on for no reason. He's like, behind this vault is something very awesome and secret to save the world. And he opens it, and there's nothing in there. And then he gets sucked out and dies. And that's his whole thing. They have little, like, inside jokes throughout the entire movie, which I think are pretty fun. Right. So I bet you the first one's actually pretty good. I think we should watch it sometime.
Because the fourth one was The Fourth Awakens. They literally called it The Fourth Awakens, Adam. And it had what's his face? Mark Cuban as the president. And it was fucking great.
Yeah, I think Martin Short is the president of the fifth one. Or no, he's the prime minister of the UK. And he just runs around trying to blow up Sharknado.
It was too funny.
I was actually impressed. I know I never gave it much credit. I thought it was just something stupid and fringe and stuff, but I bet we'd actually have a good time watching it. So we should do that sometime.
Huh.
Definitely.
Adam sold. Huh. I didn't say we'd have a marathon to watch all five of us. I watched the first one.
Exactly.
That would be fun though, huh?
But yeah. So
what's this gunpowder trailer?
Okay, so all right, because Game of Thrones is over for a while filming, right? They're all off doing their own things. So BBC is having a 3-night series called Gunpowder, which is basically about the gunpowder conspiracy. And everyone knows Guy Fawkes. Basically, he was the face of it. But there was a guy behind it who actually came up with the plan and everything. And you know, Kit Harington, Jon Snow himself, plays the guy who came up with the plan. So, and it looks like it has a pretty high production value, and it looks interesting, because not knowing much about anything besides the Guy Fawkes point and from Beaver Vendetta and stuff like that, what drives a guy to say, you know what, I want to blow up all the House of Parliament and the King? What drives a guy to say, like, you know what, something went so terribly wrong in my life, or I am so angry at somebody that I want to destroy all of these people?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Right there. And see? An idea. All it needs is an idea. If an idea is interesting to me, I'll watch it.
Okay, so quick research says Sunday, November 5th is Guy Fawkes Night 2017. I don't know what that means, but that sounds pretty cool.
5th of November. Remember the 5th of November? The gunpowder treason and plot? I know of no reason why the gunpowder treason should ever be forgot. Right, that was the day that they were trying to blow him up.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so I mean, I thought it was very interesting.
That is cool. I'll have to figure out. So for next week, what we should do is I think you guys should prep some fall shows that are going to come on.
Okay.
Because I always miss them. Like, I never think about them. Like, the Orville, I know I'll miss because I'll forget about it. So you guys should prep some shows that are coming up that you think are interesting, and we'll talk about it next week, and maybe I'll set my DVR to record these damn things so that I can watch them sometime. So there's probably a bunch that are coming up.
Yeah, like Orville's on the 10th, dude.
Right, like, that's coming up.
And Inhumans,
The Bachelor is good.
You
one.
Can come with something like that, but I will mute you.
Perhaps Dancing with the Star?
Stars? Dancing with the Stars.
The Stars.
Okay. But,
all right, where do you want to go next?
Dave, what do you got there? You had a couple things over here.
A few things. So, spoilers for Defenders.
What do you mean?
Don't look
don't
at the
click
photo.
On that photo.
Okay, don't give me any spoilers, sons of bitches.
Not really a spoiler.
It kind of is a spoiler, but just delete it then, Dave. So,
well, I won't click on it. It's fine. You don't just don't fucking. And if you want me to sign off for a bit, you let me know. I'll be happy to.
No.
So they're filming. They're filming Luke Cage season 2.
Okay.
The photo shows the outcome of something that happened to one of the characters in Defenders.
Oh, okay. So I won't
carrying over to Luke Cage season 2.
Gotcha.
Bringing back the comic book history of that character. So,
is that factual? Like
yes.
That's what? Okay.
Yes.
The other question
they changed how something happened, but yes, it's.
Yeah, they changed how it happened, but.
Yeah. But it still happened. All right.
It is comic book knowledge that.
All right.
That happens.
Above that, doesn't Misty and Colleen like tag up and become a like crime fighting duo?
Yes.
In the comic books, yes.
The Daughters of the Dragon.
Yep.
Which they like in Iron Fist. She already calls herself the Daughter of the Dragon when she's, you know, in the fight.
She started to do that. Yeah, in the original Iron Fist series. In the TV series, yeah.
Yep.
Without giving too much away, how's the Defenders been? If you finished it, tell me what you think of the whole thing and if you're what's going on.
I finished it last night.
Okay. Adam, then it is fresh in your mind.
Yeah. You're,
it is fresh. Dave said the last episode was really good. I thought the previous episode was better.
The penultimate one.
Yeah.
I'll explain myself in a second.
Okay.
Yeah.
It left it open for the next episode or next season, which is good. But there's a couple open-ended questions that I have. So
okay.
Purposeful.
What's that?
Purposeful.
Purposeful. Yes. But I enjoyed it. So.
Yep, I'm going to say that for the last two episodes, like, it took me. I didn't realize that there was only episodes. I thought there was 10 episodes, and I started watching. Yeah,
eight?
And I watched episode 7, and I was getting ready for bed. So I was like, I'm laying in bed. I'm like, watched it, and then I looked, and I saw there was only one episode left. So I was just like, fuck it. Bleh. So those episodes I think bled together a little bit.
Ah,
yes.
I see. Okay.
Because I already watched the second to last episode. Why sleep an entire night and wait a whole day to just finish it? So I was just like, fuck it. I'll watch it.
Yeah, and 7, I mean, they do a good job of going episode to episode to episode like any of the other ones. But 7 and 8 really was one giant episode in my mind.
Yeah. You can tell. Sorry to cut you off. You can tell there's a complete director like shift in those two episodes. Like, it's completely different than the previous 6 episodes.
Okay.
So,
well, I mean, the first 6 episodes are really about ramping up. It's mm-hmm. a lot of bringing them together and providing the back history of why they need to be working together. And then all of a sudden it's like, all right, we're going to work together. And that's where 7 and 8 take off. And they, you know, resolve the conflict. I liked how 8 ended. Or how the whole series ended. I liked especially the last scene, knowing the history of Daredevil and knowing where that could go.
Damn it, Dave.
Will go for season 3 of Daredevil. So I was pretty excited to see that. I liked the references to coffee at the end. That was kind of fun.
Yeah.
So it was good. It was good.
Yeah, it was. You could basically say that it was like the television Avengers. It's like that same feeling where you saw them all, like the Avengers when you first got that shot where they all decided to team up and they're like, and do that swirly shot in the very first Avengers. You're like, okay, now it's fucking on. All right, it made you. There were scenes like that where it made you feel like characters would say things to each other, and you'd be like, oh, that was in your show. That was cool.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah. Now, but what you're describing to me is almost like a origin story for a group, and sometimes origin stories are not the most, compelling. Do you think season 2 would actually be better than season 1, if that's true, or do you think that this was just as good, just because it has their interactions and stuff?
I think it was... Okay, Adam, go ahead.
I was going to say, I think it was almost shot where they're each independent of each other. So you got like I don't know, Nick Cage scenes, and then maybe a little sprinkling of Iron Fist.
Nick Cage.
Hey, Nick Cage is in there. Don't worry about it. He's got an iPad. No spoilers, fucker.
When they first started, everyone had, you know how every show had their own distinct style when you watch them. Like Daredevil had it shot and it was shot a certain way, and Jessica Jones was shot. The first two episodes, when each character was on the screen, they were shot the way they were shot in their own series. And then slowly, as they started merging, like the Adam was saying, how it became, like it seemed like it was shot a different way. When they officially became a team, it was definitely had like a different shot. It had like the team shot. It was like, now this is the way we would shoot the Defenders. Now, if Luke Cage goes back to his own show, it's going to be like, oh, it's going to be that cool, hey, like, sepia-toned, you know, like, golden color that he, like, Harlem was shot. Okay. And Daredevil will be the red and blacks.
Okay.
Jessica Jones will be the blues.
Purple. Gotcha.
Yeah, and I think when they do if they do a season two of Defenders, I'm almost thinking we're going to probably have a little bit more of what we had in season one, is that, you know, they're going to be off doing their own thing. It's not like Avengers. Avengers are a team. They seem to be always together in the movies, right?
They're buddies all the time.
I don't see that happening with the Defenders, because at the end, they go off and do their own thing. They're all going to a different part of New York, and so there's going to have to be something, some sort of big thing where they're going to say, I can't do this in Harlem by myself. I'm going to need to pull in, you know, right, from Hell's Kitchen.
So you're bordering on spoilers, but I don't. What do you mean? No, I'm
not. No.
I
like that element that, like, in season two of Power Man, Danny Rand can show up in an episode and be like, "Hey, what's going?" They can high five, and then that he's done for the show. Or that'd be kind of cool. I can see that being interesting. Okay. I just read I read somebody say real quick through, actually I think it was a TV Guide. Amy got a TV Guide because it had a bunch of stuff on the front, which TV Guide looks weird now. It's like a real magazine instead of when it used to be like a small booklet and stuff. Yeah. And it was like, Defenders! This is still crap. I don't know why they make this stuff anymore. And then I was like, wait, what? That doesn't sound fun. Who the fuck's reviewing this stuff?
In the TV Guide?
Yeah.
It's not TV, though.
No, it's definitely TV.
I think some people are just kind of burnt out on the model. Because, I mean, and the superhero. But just like kind of the model on Netflix for the Marvel films, or the TV series, they're kind of the same. A little bit, a little bit of a different tone, but overall kind of the same arc. And I think they're kind of a little burnt out on that, mainly because they're coming out so fast. Now, who knows what's going to happen with Punisher here in the next couple months? That could reset it. I don't want to forget about Punisher coming out in November, because I think that could have an interesting take on things.
We got to talk about that next week.
Yes, next week. Good job. Okay, cool. Teaser. Thanks for that. That's good. That's good. Good to know. All
right. I would go watch it, though. Definitely watch it.
Well, no shit.
But he's got to wait for Amy.
Yeah, I can't wait for Amy. That's half the problem.
Well, she's too busy.
You're right. That's the problem.
You gotta be like, stop watching that show where they're like on an island and they're all, there's like hoary dudes. They're like, welcome
Island.
Whore Island.
Yeah, everybody's got their priorities. Some people have priorities of Whore Island. Something
like,
whatever.
Game of Thrones.
What else did you get? There was something else that you put up there.
Maybe we skip that Inhumans thing, because that's Inhumans comes out in IMAX on Friday, the TV series. So it's going to have like the first two episodes or something in IMAX for 2 weeks, and then at the end of the month, they'll restart it on ABC. The pilot will be back.
Lame.
So you can still watch them on ABC.
Yeah.
You don't have to go to IMAX to see the first
two. No.
It'd be the worst model ever. What, you want to see our show? You got to do it in the theater. Fuck you.
What I posted, it was a new trailer for the show, but Nerdist was talking about spoiler, because there's a spoiler shot at the very end that kind of, to me, kind of ruins a character. Yeah.
Oh, really? I didn't even look at it.
Don't look at it. Save it for a surprise. Okay. But it kind of, to me, it's like, okay, I get it. You don't have all the money in the world, but to put it in the TV, but.
Okay, I got it then.
Yeah.
Just by that, I can figure out what you're talking about.
Yeah. It's.
Okay.
Anyway, that's that. But Elon Musk shared a video this week.
Yeah, that was kind
of
cool.
Test of his Hypertube, or Hyperloop. That was pretty fun to. He got, I think they were up to 201 miles an hour in the tube. It was pretty fast, yeah. But it's kind of psychedelic when you're watching it with all the lights.
No, it does say 201 here. For some reason, it was the other
thing. Actually a different one.
What the fuck? This is the worst goddamn embedded video ever. You can't change volume or fuck you, embedded video. You're the worst. Oh my God.
Where did that come from?
Wow. But the Hyperloop is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Apparently the video with the volume on it is a team of German students competing at Elon Musk Hyperloop Challenge reached a speed of 201 miles an hour. God damn it, that thing's loud.
That's what I mean. You can't change it. It's yeah, it's they pretty cool. It's basically magnets, right? It's basically a maglift, which I didn't know.
And, and that's, I think, 29% of the top speed that Elon Musk wants
to
go.
I think he wanted like 800 or something like that.
So, I mean, that's a good first start.
Well, especially since when it's finalized, it's supposed to be in like a pressurized tube, right, where you don't have a lot of drag and stuff. So it'll be interesting, yeah. I don't know. This is it's kind of cool. If everything goes well, I think it'd be neat to be able to get to Chicago in 25 minutes or so.
9 minutes.
That'd be pretty neat.
Like it'll be interesting just from like a how does like the economy and stuff change?
Yeah,
well, that because would you'll huge. Be able to go further for jobs because you'll be able to widen your search.
That's a good point.
Right.
Yeah.
Not
you'll
only
be able
that.
To do like. I'll be able to go like, hey, we should go to Chicago because it is only showing this thing that we want to see. We should just make the plan, and it's not out of the question to do it.
Right.
Because it's not going to take you a whole weekend by going like, okay, it takes us 6 hours to get there. We do whatever we do with 6 hours to get back. We've taken a whole day, and now you're kind of shitty the next day because you've been traveling a lot. But you could go and do something in other states, no problem.
Not to toot my own horn, but think about like travel or like sending packages from fucking Chicago to Minneapolis or something.
FedEx will be out of business.
Well, it is interesting that like they're like all the big business like FedEx and UPS and stuff. Their model for delivering shit would probably change if it became affordable. You don't need to fly shit everywhere. You can just stick it in a Hyperloop. You know.
Yeah. Like and Amazon, you could get it here in a day versus 2 days. Type of thing.
Whatever. Well, Amazon's here 4 hours. Amazon's here like, what, you want it in 20 minutes? No problem, bro. Yeah. I got your drinks and your chips here in 20 minutes.
Drinks and chips.
Oh, that's my favorite part. Because I end up feeling so bad. Because I'm all like, all right, buddy, I'm sorry you got to bring about all these drinks. And it weighs a bunch. I'm like, yeah, I'll give you $5.
I like that. Friday night, if I'm not doing nothing, I get a bag full of energy drinks and Sobeys and chips. And I'm like, all right.
And I just like when he's... the worst time is when you feel bad when it's just like, all right, I made it so it's between 8 and 10. Sorry, buddy. And he's coming here. He's like, ugh, trying to just get there at 10 o'clock. And you're like, hey, what's up, bud? Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. They offer the service. I take advantage of it. I tip like $5. They're fine.
Yeah, exactly. And I do like when you have to start getting like your nickeling diamond because you're like, oh, I'm at like $19.08, and you're like, fuck it. All right, let me buy one can of something.
Yeah. No, I really never really thought about that whole commute thing. Like, it's interesting. You could very easily open up your search parameters for jobs and job markets and stuff. Like, if you don't, you know, if you don't mind commuting a half hour, you can work a lot of different places. I mean, this obviously is down the road a long fucking way because you'd have to have it to pretty much the place you want to go, like a major city or something. So, but that's kind of cool. I didn't really think about it that way because a lot of people spend. There was a website I was on, and I think it was on Reddit actually, so you guys might have seen it too. It compared how much faster, how much faster you get to a place if you go 10 miles over the speed limit at a specific speed compared to what the fine is for that speed. And basically what it boiled down to was that, like, if you're going 400 miles, you save like 38 minutes or something like that if you're going 70 instead of 60 or something like that, right?
Yep.
The fine was like $200. And I think their whole point was to be like, see, don't speed. But all it said to me was, I want that fucking 37 minutes. I'm going to speed.
Right.
And then somebody did the calculations for a guy who drives a truck. And he said, over my lifetime, if I go 10 miles over the speed limit, I will save like 4.2 years of driving.
Right.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what did I see? I saw something. Oh, so this guy, he made this app, right? And it's basically, you get a parking ticket, you get a speeding ticket, you get any of this stuff, right? You basically take a picture of it, and they have a whole team of people that like does an algorithm and looks at it and goes like, and tries to find if there's any inconsistencies, or like the guy misspelled your name or put the wrong date on there, or like the stamp time is not the same as the same time he wrote, and then just submits a thing for you to say, that, throw it out. And they charge you like $8.
Oh, okay.
So he says the people that have used it, like, they've gotten like 35% of things thrown out because people make mistakes. Humans make mistakes all the time. And most people would just be like, fuck it. Oh, whatever. I'll pay my, you know, like my $30 parking ticket. But instead, they got it thrown out, paid $8, you know, saved 22.
Huh. That's kind of neat.
By just going like, take the picture and said like, that, someone else deal with it.
That's
because
cool.
People don't want to deal with it. I don't want to have to go down to the courthouse and say, I'm going to fight this speeding ticket. All right, here's your case number. Come back in 3 weeks. Nobody wants to do all that extra work.
I agree.
Right.
I agree.
But so, yeah. Speeding is one of those things. I like, most of the time I try not to speed because I just don't care that much. I've left early enough, so I don't really need to speed.
Right. A lot of times it's like, it's not speeding so much as it's flow of traffic. So
yes,
speed
absolutely.
Limit 60,
that's different.
Everybody's fucking going 74. You know, I'm going to go 74.
Right.
I'm going to go with traffic. Yes. I don't want to hold up the rest of the world. And you're not going to get a ticket. You're going the same speed as everyone else, and people are passing you left and right. So.
Right. And then that's what, like, when somebody does the slow thing, that is what causes the ripple effect backwards.
Yeah,
that's what causes
them.
The traffic. Yeah. Traffic. Yeah. Yes.
Yep. Okay. Well, good job. Everyone should speed. I think we just proved
should speed. Like, what happens if they had, like, a dynamic speed, right? So it's all, like, they had a ton of sensors all over, and they say, like, here's a suggested speed, 60, right? This is what we suggest you go on, but it's all of a sudden, okay, the dynamic speed, the thing is, like, an LED screen that changes and said, like, okay, speed is 68 right now. Flow of traffic is 68. It goes backwards and shows, like, you know, and does the calculations on if everyone's going 68, try to stay 68 so people don't go like, oh, cool, we're going to drive 70, catch up to everyone, slow down, which causes the ripple backwards, see if they could, like...
That'd be interesting.
Like, do the math to, like, try and make people...
Or...
Slow down way earlier so that the people that are going faster in the front, like eat the like the wave.
Yeah, that'd be interesting because it would actually be a good test to see if people want to do the suggested speed to help everybody or just want to be like, I'm just going to go fast, fuck you, kind of a thing.
Right. Right.
Or we could all just have self-driving cars.
That's fine too. That takes the human error out of it and we're definitely going to be super efficient. I'm okay with that.
Right.
A lot of people are. I'm okay with it.
Then you can be right up against the next guy's bumper.
Yeah,
and not have a problem.
Yeah, you could like have a grapple hook that like grapples to you, save that gas and shit.
Yeah, right? That's what I'm saying. It would actually work. It's like you could actually just be attached to somebody's bumper.
You can drift better, and you can like
right. Like you would basically, if a bunch of cars, like it knows where you're going, so it goes, it moves through traffic, and it attaches itself to the other 8 cars that are going to Duluth. So it goes like it gets in the lane, it's just like cruising. All these other ones like attached to it. We're like, oh, we're getting off in you know Elk River, so they go like. Get off, and then they split.
Mm-hmm. And then whoever was in front, those people give them a small portion of gas money since they took the brunt of it.
Yeah.
They're like, here's 48 cents because we were drafted on you.
Right. Or else, like, nobody wants to be the front guy, like, in the bicycle thing. So the cars are going like...
But then you know you're going to get companies that like sponsor it. And they're like, we'll sponsor it. We'll do that. Give us some money. We're good. Don't worry about it. And we'll send you back some chips and a pop for like $5. Don't worry about it. It'll be awesome. I can't wait.
Amazon pulls up next door.
That's
to
right.
Your chips and pop.
Like, sweet. And I thought about this when I was getting gas. Right? You sit through. You watch those stupid ass ads that are on the TV. Right?
No.
But I'm saying they're on.
When you're just sitting there, yeah.
Right. Like, what happens if they said, hey, you watch this ad for 1 minute, we will give you, you know, a quarter off your gallon of gas.
Yeah.
For a gallon of gas.
Remember that, what was that show that's on fucking Netflix that's awesome?
I don't know. There's lots of them.
All Defenders.
No. It has to do, like, each one's episodic. It's like the Auto Limits, but better.
13.
Different. Oh, Black Mirror.
Black Mirror. There was a Black Mirror that was similar, where he sits in the room, and he has to watch the commercials for credits and shit, and he has to walk for credits. It was very similar, right? Where and then he's out of money. He's like, you can't pass this. I'm sorry. You can't skip this. You cannot mute this. You have to watch this.
Right. Because I thought about that, because I'm like, okay, what if, like, I have money, and time is more important than me, because money, you know, like, because I thought about this playing video games, where there's, like, you play the video game, and it's all like, okay, you can grind through League and get your points up to buy the characters you want. That's fine. But there's the guys who, like, I want this character now, I will pay real money for it. So that's basically a time-saving thing, because they're choosing money is less value than their time.
Yep.
So what if someone is like, I'm kind of like struggling for money this week, but I have to get to work. So I'm going to go to the gas station. I'm going to sit through these 15 minutes of ads, and I'm going to get my gas tank down to, I'm going to get it down so like I am paying $1 a gallon. That is, I'm comfortable with that. I'll be able to $20, fill up my truck, be able to get to work and stuff like that. I think that would be an interesting thing to see if you could do that. Like, you know, like if there would be, so if
there was a, there used to be, like, you go to websites, they'd be like, watch this video and you get 10 cents, you know, watch this ad and you get 5 cents and then rate it and stuff. It just, it was such a small amount of money for such a, what you put into it that you just got bored with it. You're like, fuck this, I don't want a quarter, fuck you, kind of a thing. But yeah, it'd be interesting if you just could do it passively like that while you're bored.
Because, like, I don't pay for, like, streaming music, but, like, people who pay, like, I'll pay the $10 or whatever for Spotify. No commercial, right? Or you can have Spotify where, like, every hour it says, like, hey, or whatever, every half hour it's like, listen to this commercials, get your... So, but then there's the ones that come up and says, like, hey, listen to this commercial for, like, a minute, and the next hour is commercial free.
Yeah, it's effectively, you know? you're paying. Yeah.
So we just have to basically learn how to monetize time better for...
I also think it'd be easier once we get our, like, our implants that allow us to, like, buy shit by looking at it and, like, receive shit by looking at it. So that'd be easier. So.
Totally. I'm there.
Good. All right.
Oh, yeah. What else? I don't have anything.
Everything else I have is Game of Thrones related.
All right. Well, let's talk about Game of Thrones.
Okay, so this one I thought was really fucking cool. Ireland is basically, they're making a giant tapestry, started back at the beginning of the series, and every major plot point that has happened, they have sewn in cool-ass thing.
That's right, pretty now, it's, cool, actually.
It's 250 feet long.
Holy crap.
They have every major event and stuff like that, so, and it's on, like, Ireland.com website. Like, you can, like, it is, like, their official Ireland website. You can watch it. You can go and look at this, and it's, like, it's really cool. And it is done in, like, the really old style where everyone's faces is kind of, like, not realistic.
That's pretty neat. You know what's going to happen? Fucking after, like, the E-bomb goes off and destroys all electronics, and then like we're into a wasteland and Mad Max starts up, and we lose 100 years from now, we lose everything. We're just legends of what used to be, and somebody will find this tapestry and be like, look what used to be! I found the secrets! There used to be dragons that roamed the sky, and Khaleesi used to do stuff!
Right. And for some reason, at the beginning, everyone was shunned when a man had sex with his sister. But 7 years later, everyone was all right with a man having sex with his aunt. Everyone was all right with that.
That'd be pretty sweet if that's what we were getting from like Roman times and shit. We're getting embedded TV shows that were on during that time, but we just lost the technology after that.
Yeah, that's a... So I just thought that was really cool. It was like neat. just a small thing that that was.
Okay, so let's talk for the last time this year and maybe even next year about Game of Thrones. We didn't talk about maybe the season finale, did we? That was a different podcast, right? Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah, we had one yet. All right, podcast time. I mean, Game of Thrones time. Woo! You don't get spoilers because this podcast doesn't fuck with you any spoilers. You have to watch it, otherwise you can get spoiled. Okay, so season finale, 83 minutes long, basically as long as like some shitty movie you watch in the theater, right? How long was like fucking Encino Man? That was probably like 81 minutes, right?
Yeah, probably.
All right, so what happened here? We had like 45 minutes of talking, right?
Pretty much. Like Tyrion talked forever.
Yeah, but we had a scene of all the major players in the show all meeting in the same place.
That's right. That was 45 minutes. Yes. Sure.
And that would have been a great Guy Fawkes time.
I thought Cersei might do something like that. But you know what? And there were little cool things during this part. Like all the characters meeting again and having just one or two words together was pretty neat.
Well, everyone had to get kind of their say in, you know, starting with Euron. You know, it's like, hey, I still got your sister. Why don't you come and get her? All I have to do is, you know, bend your knee to me.
Yeah, I didn't even understand all that. I thought that was fucking stupid. Like, what are you doing? Sit the fuck down. But even before that, when people are just walking up, it's like when Brienne meets the Hound again, it's like, Arya's still cool. He's like, good, I'm glad.
Right.
No one's going to mess with her. Oh, I won't.
Like Podrick, I mean, seeing Tyrion again, that was really cool.
Yep.
Well, the fact that
and Bronn.
Bronn and Podrick were like, hey, let's go get a drink. All right.
Yeah, that was weird to me. It was like,
I thought it was really weird.
Is it going to blow everybody up or what?
And then it's going to be Bronn and Podrick.
The Bronn and Podrick episodes?
I can see that.
But, I thought the Hound Mountain, like, the Mountain didn't say shit, but the Hound's all like, what's up? Remember me? It's coming down to it, man. It's always going to be.
Okay,
I'm coming for you.
Is that's not what he said, though. He said, you've always known what's coming for you. What did he mean by that? Did he mean himself, or did he see something in the flames or something that...
No. I think eventually, like, you know, like, you've always been the bigger dude. You've always pushed me around. But you've always known someday I'm going to fucking kill you.
You know? Maybe. I don't know.
That's why... Because he was kind of making reference to that. That's why you're not dead, is because you know it'll be me to be the one that takes you out, kind of thing. That's kind of how I saw it as they were talking.
Right.
That family got the shit beat out of them a lot. Like, both of those guys got the shit beat out of them multiple times.
Yeah.
Yep. The Cleganes? Yeah.
Yeah, I think the Mountain had the worst of it because he actually died, and then was turned into some sort of thing. But
right,
Okay. So they talk. I don't buy Cersei's fucking somehow figuring out. Oh, one dragon must be dead because there's only two. Like bullshit. She could easily kept one back.
She came to show a force.
I don't buy that. I'm sorry. Mm. That seemed like too convenient.
It was a reach.
Like, yes, if around. She said, Qyburn's little birds have told me this information or something like that, that would have been even at least she would have got the information a little bit.
Yeah, but how fun was Qyburn when he's like, what is this thing? It's moving and it's dead? And he's picking up the hand. He's like, I am.
Right.
The hand is still moving.
Because that's such a cool thing from back, like the maesters would. would cut up the dead to try and figure out how things are alive, and he got kicked out of the Maesters thing for cutting up live people trying to figure out how stuff about death. So, yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty neat. He wasn't in much of the show this year, but I liked his little bits in this episode because it was very true to the character. He's like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. Fuck else happened? Oh yeah, Tyrion talked to Cersei for like an hour.
Well, because it was like Jon was all like, "I can't follow any other queen. I've already done this," and she's all like, "Well, I guess that shit's over." And everyone's like, "Dude, just fucking lie,
you know?
Just lie."
And I'm fine with him not lying. I think that shows
that's
who
dad
he is.
That's the Ned Stark influence in him, not his dad, but the influence.
Yeah, so I was fine with that. I actually did like the scene between Tyrion and Cersei because it showed that they have a complicated relationship. Like, there's hate there, but there's blood as well. So, you know, and it's like you hate your brother, but he's still your family. Even if he kills your dad and you fucking hate him, he's still your family.
Right.
Right.
He's all like, "Well, hate me because I killed our mother. Hate me because I did this. Like, when she gave birth to me, she died. Hate me if you're gonna hate me, but I love those kids.
Right?
You know. I did. Yep. I never wanted anything bad to happen to them. I like Joffrey was a piece of shit. I will fully say Joffrey was a piece of shit. But yes, I love those fucking kids.
Yeah, I did like the interaction with the others. He's like, "I'm gonna go and talk to her. She might murder me. She'll definitely murder you, so I should go because she only might murder me."
I like the little tiny the bit between Brienne and Jaime where it's all like, "What the?" She's like, "I'm the most honorable person ever, and right now we gotta fuck honor because these are monsters that are dead that are gonna come and kill everybody."
Yeah.
Was that that was the first time Brienne seen a White Walker, right?
Probably. Yeah.
That's the first time anyone except Jon and, well, anyone who's gone north of the wall.
Right, so most of them, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I know I'm skipping ahead a little bit here, but how much did her talking to him influence him leaving at the end? Or was he just fed up with Cersei on his own?
I think he's just fed up. I don't think he wants anything to do with her.
I think Brienne did put in a seed of doubt. A seat of like you know because up to this point he's kind of had but you know I love her, she's my sister, blah 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 blah. No one's really come and told him she is the biggest dick in the world and you need to leave, and that's what kind of Brienne told him. And so I think once he realized that she would give that order to kill him, I'm out of here.
We had to actually watch that scene twice. The scene where she basically threatens to kill him, but then doesn't.
Right.
Because I thought she actually gave the order.
No. Otherwise, he would have, right? He wouldn't have hesitated.
Right, yeah.
He started to, and he called her bluff. That's why we watched it twice, because, like, what just happened exactly? And it was kind of cool, because she was basically threatening to kill him, which she's never done before, right? She's all about family, 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 family. Now she's threatening to kill the closest thing in the world to her. And I was really cold when she's like, "Oh, I got another on the way. Don't worry about it. I don't need you anymore."
I don't know if I buy that, though. I think...
Well, that's why she didn't kill him, right? Because he called her bluff. She does still think of him as, like, she can't kill him. I mean, there's no way. But it was interesting that she even bluffed it.
Yeah, and the fact that he's always like, there's still good in her. Like, she's a crazy person, and she's messed up, and Jamie's always defended her, always defended her. Like, there's still good in her. She's done that, but then he's just like, "Yeah, I'll let the whole entire world just be destroyed as long as we're the last ones destroyed."
There's no way we're going up there.
As we're the last ones destroyed, then technically we've won because we're the last things destroyed.
Yeah, it's such a sad point of view.
Right.
Yeah, burn the world. Huh. All right.
Yeah. So I did like... I liked the up north stuff. The
okay,
I really
so we're
did
gonna
win
go
it.
Up north.
Yeah,
right. Like the salmon up north stuff.
Sure,
or
that's up there
oh,
too.
That's the end. But that yeah. I like the Sansa Arya stuff.
Oh, that was
stuff.
Awesome.
That shit was good.
Yeah, except for what I brought up on the other podcast, where it just seems so out of the blue, like nothing at all about we might be setting up Littlefinger. Just goes from I'm gonna cut off your face to I scared my sister might cut off my face, you know? And as Dave pointed well, out, and my sister pointed out, there was a deleted scene in there that I really think we needed.
yeah. So the deleted scene that Chris is referring to is Sansa going to Bran, all worried about Arya is going to fucking kill her, and Bran's like, no, here's what's going on,
yeah.
And pretty much spills the bean on Littlefinger. That's why she was able to call out all his monstrosities
right.
During the accusal phase. It's like, yeah, you needed that. I don't. It needed to be in there because I had the same problem as you, Chris. As how do you jump from call my sister and I'm gonna die, you know, because I'm about to die to Littlefinger, you're standing accused. So I think they've really missed the point on that one.
So I wonder if they're going to start the next episode with her going to Bran and kind of flashbacking and then him seeing it.
I don't think
maybe?
They will. I think they
no,
had their shot and they said, we're at 83 minutes. The audience will be fine with it, which I guarantee most people are fine because... Let's be honest. That smirky, cocky son of a bitch was leaning against the wall, and he got his ass.
Oh, dude! Like
he was
like,
all like, "This guy,
anything, like the comedy, like the eyes, where he's just like, his eyes just got like, really wide." He goes like, "What are you talking about?"
I'm actually surprised.
Then he tried to use all of his little moves.
Everything he
all
could,
of his
right?
moves.
Oh,
right?
Everything, okay. Including I love you, like I loved your mom.
Hey, let us go talk in there. Let's go talk, just me and you. And I'm like, yeah. Oh, I was just like, yes. You got to use every trick he's got.
Because I actually do believe that he like loved her mother like a lot, and then that was out mm-hmm. of, like out of reach, and so he's like, well, this is the next best thing, and I honestly want this, and this is also my way into power too. So, it in a way you feel bad for him, but then she's listing every reason why he needs to die, and you're remembering all these things that he did, and that I think that was the whole point. Actually, was for us to remember what an evil asshole he is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it showed power in Sansa.
Yep, definitely,
so.
Definitely. It showed yeah. what her dad did. Right, her dad basically beheaded traitors. That's what he said you do to traitors.
And I kind of wish because I don't know if we really saw it, but I wish the other lords were in there besides the Knights of the Vale
right.
to really show that strength. I don't know because I didn't see Lady Bear and all the rest of them.
She's at home gathering
the
troops.
Would,
right.
That would have helped her.
Right, she had to go to fucking Bear Island,
yeah,
dude.
To get her 12 guys that are like, we're worth 5,000. You know she's going to fucking like become. She's going to ride in on a bear or some shit for the final battle.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was I did not see it coming. And I think that's one of the reasons why they might have taken that scene out, because they really wanted to hit you with something that you did not see coming. And if
yeah.
you have
yeah.
that scene in there,
you know it's coming.
You might know it's coming. Right? You probably do, yep. in fact. But because what else that scene did was it showed me that Bran is back caring again. Mm-hmm. Like, he's giving all this information instead of being like, I'm the three-eyed raven, all I care about is the future and the past and everything that's gone on before, I don't really want to talk about anything.
Right.
So that did show that he was... giving information too and talking and stuff, so he was kind
right.
of back to being more human
back in
again.
His back in his family,
or at least more human. Like before, he just seemed so distant and cold and didn't care, and so, or maybe that was just an adjustment period he needed. I don't know. But.
Or maybe the three-eyed raven wasn't talking to him at that time. Or
I am the three-eyed.
Well,
raven.
He is the three-eyed.
What
raven.
Does that mean?
Well,
I don't know what that is.
Right.
That was the best line. That's awesome. What is that?
I do like that we got more clarification on what his exact powers are. His powers are like, if he knows something, he can look back at it and
yes.
be like, because he was like, okay, I saw the Tower of Joy, I saw where John was
yep.
born, he would be a Sand. But then he's like, hey, Sam's like, hey, I have more information. He's like, more information, let me go back and look at that
find
thing
that
now.
Information.
Basically
yeah.
find it in history.
Yep.
And then now he's observing that point in history. He doesn't see everything.
Right.
He's got to basically...
He's got to know about it first.
He's got to know something about it to be able to find it.
It's kind of like a scrying spell, right? You can't just scry on anybody. You have to know who it is you're scrying on, which kind of makes sense and is cool. But didn't we get the flashback a couple seasons ago about the Tower of Joy through him?
No, he wasn't a three-eyed raven yet. He was hanging on like the original three-eyed raven.
You're right. Okay.
Was bringing him back.
Because he's like, I need to show it. Let me show you something.
And it got cut off before the name and everything. Or the whisper name, but he didn't get to hear it. Okay. That makes more sense now. Cool.
Yeah. So, like, he wasn't at full power yet.
Sure. Although, you could say, why didn't he go back then? But maybe he didn't see it as a super important or anything. But
right, yeah, he's like, I got new information. That's all I need. I don't need anything special.
Yep. And we do know that Sam's a good guy because he listens to his woman, even though it seemed like he wasn't listening to her. He was listening to her.
Yeah, no kidding.
And that's the thing. Because we all hear what our wives say pretty often.
We just ignore it.
We just ignore it because sometimes you're just like, whatever. Yeah.
He actually followed through.
Yep. Right. Pretty neat.
But I bet you she would. It was also a lengthy journey as opposed to what ravens and dragons tell us. It's not how far it is from distances of places. It's actually from King's Landing up there is like 1,000 miles. So that's, it's like they had a while.
Yep, I like it.
But, yeah. So we got that confirmation, which was intercut with him speaking about, like, we have to tell John all this and this. It's speaking of, like, the old
name.
The old knock on the door. What's up, lady? And she's all like, ooh, you're looking very dashing.
Yep, and I'm glad. I'm happy for that whole scene. I'm happy for the people who've been waiting years to see that scene. What the fuck? Is Tyrion just a creeper, or what the fuck? I know.
So I didn't notice. That was going to be my question for you guys tonight, was what were your thoughts about the look on his face while that was going on?
Yeah, I honestly think he isn't honestly in love with her and is very sad that he will never actually be that close to her. And the best he can do is a super advisor to her. That's my takeaway from it.
See, well, everybody's in love with her.
So, my little theory is that it is remorse, but it's remorse from the fact that he actually knows Cersei's plan. That earlier in the episode, right? They're having their little powwow, and he's like, oh my god, you're pregnant. And the whole family thing, right? And that's where that kind of ended. And then you see him walk back, and Cersei shows up and says, oh, we're going to the north. And then Cersei and Jaime are back. It's like, I'm not sending my troops there. I think he actually knows that he's sending them to their death.
No.
I think he's a little remorseful.
No way. I understand where you're coming from, but I think that he is so loyal to her at this point that he'd do anything for her. I honestly do. I mean, that'd be interesting to find out. But to me, he is one of the, he looks to me like a guy who, he's actually said it several times, like, I will do anything for you, or I know we can, we are not ever going to be a thing. But, and in fact, he even pushed her towards Jon Snow, right? He said, yeah, everybody looks at you like with love in their eyes, I'm sure, like he does. She told him straight up what he thinks of her.
Or my other theory is, he knew, according to Danny, that she can't have kids, because remember, he was pushing her about the succession plan.
That was a great line.
Maybe
too,
maybe he was thinking that he was going to be the successor because of the hand.
That's true. He did ask us several times, and that's not unheard of for a successor to be, or an advisor to be a successor to a kingdom when there's no heirs and stuff. I really like that line about, you can't have kids? Who told you? Oh, a murderous witch who wanted you to kill your husband. Yeah, that's good. That's good advice.
Follow that. Right. But see, now it gets me thinking about weird things and bloodlines, and you talking about, like, your fucking games where you marry in bloodlines and stuff.
Yeah, that's good shit. Hey,
Cersei has a kid, right? Be it a male or female. Doesn't really matter all that much, but it's all like, oh, cool, Daenerys and Jon Snow have a kid. Cool, that kid becomes, like, in charge, and then now we just sealed the breach, like the Harkonnens and the fucking Atreides.
Could.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could do it right there. And honestly, that's one of the few things I think Cersei would be okay with, right? If as long as her kid is in charge, and she gets to be there while her kid is in charge,
Right.
Be fucked up. Okay, so what a fucking undead dragon to breathe in this world. Fire ice?
No, it's blue. It's hotter.
It's blue fire.
Hot ice?
It is blue fire, according to the director.
Yeah.
What the fuck is blue fire? So it's fire that's actually colored blue. Like, when you look into a flame, the really hot flame, you see blue.
Yeah, pretty okay. much. That's right. Why it was so powerful to melt the wall and kill Giant Bane?
No.
Tormund?
Come on.
No.
He'll
no,
fucking pick up that wall before he dies. He'll be like,
like, the only thing that would have been funny...
Where was Gendry?
Like,
he left.
He was down at the bottom, building some stuff.
He, like, jumped off.
Beric was falling, and he's like, ah, and his sword kept going like... He's like, turning on and off, so he's like, whoever only one has scene. Me, whoever has
one scene,
me
it's only 50 points.
It's one per fucking scene, goddammit.
Right, whoever took me in the draft.
Well, we're not quite done with the recap, but I'm glad you brought that up, Dave, because let's look over the Game of Thrones
points so
next
close.
Door podcast so season close. Finale here. I don't know what Ryan Thomas was doing, but he wasn't playing this game with us. He scored 315 points, which is so low. Oh, my God. His top giver was Arya, 180 points. 185 points. Pretty good, actually, but he didn't have anybody else. Adam had 475, which is a lot more.
Oh, yeah,
John.
And
Snow.
I had sleeper people. Like, look at my people. They
you
didn't
had
do John much.
Snow, dude.
I had Jon Snow, and he didn't do a whole lot.
235 points. That's pretty fucking good.
He didn't do a whole lot until the last episode.
It only matters the whole season. That doesn't
matter. Right. I know.
Most of you guys had, like, one thing. Like, Tyrion had 30. That's it. Yara had 50. That's it.
Right.
Yeah.
Peter Baelish had 50. That's it. You know, kind right. of thing. Yeah. Dave, you started so fast. Oh, it was the Euron experiment. That's what it was.
Right. Yeah. It was the Euron experiment.
You jumped out with Euron and then Cersei and Grey Worm, and then they just kind of stopped doing stuff for a while, right?
Grey Worm didn't do much either all season.
Like he had one where he got a bunch of points for
he had 140
banging points.
Yeah.
He got the banging that chick, even though he has no dick, and for
killing
fucking taking over. Casterly Rock.
Yeah.
Dario, that guy has left. That guy's
got fucked. He got fucked, yeah. Yeah, but 140 points is pretty good for a year, honestly, for kind of a, not a minor character, but definitely not one of the top tier, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty
good.
Yep.
Dave, right in the northern exposure limit, because he
Night
had
King,
the Night King. Yeah, the Night King was a moneymaker this year. 310. He got me the win in the other league, too. He was fucking amazing.
I'll also point out I had two characters, two with 0 points.
Yeah, the mountain didn't have
and
shit.
And Melisandre.
Yeah, and then Davos just had 40. So
yeah, for using his wits.
Yeah,
all his little.
The Night King and Dany. How did you fucking lose? What did I get? Oh my God, how did I win here? I had Bran. Bran fucking gave me 210 points.
And that was all just wit.
Jamie 260. Yeah.
No, Bran is all status. Like, what did he become status? He became the Three-Eyed Raven at that end of last season.
Yes, but then he, like, became, like, a dude that, like, a brother again. And then he became an advisor. And then he became a brother again. I don't know where those points came from, but I'm happy to take them.
Where does the magic points go, though, when they score magic? Does it go under wits or status?
I bet it is status, because every time he wargs, he got magic points.
Yes,
so
exactly.
That's probably status. You're right. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Good job. Try again
good
next
run.
Year, guys.
It was a good run.
No,
I gotta say,
good.
Two leagues, two wins. I don't know, man. I mean, you guys just basically say good job, Chris, and that's all I need.
I'll give you points.
Now buy me dinner too.
Like Ryan got shit on.
He did.
Ryan scored like the first episode. He's like, that's right. That's how Arya does it. And then all of a sudden, it's just like,
nothing.
Yeah, Arya started out strong. And she was a good pick, but she started off super strong.
Like, yeah. If they have, like, I think if they had a category that involved, like, exposition or formulation of strategies, like, Tyrion came up with strategies. Even though they failed, he came up with strategies. He tried things.
Tyrion scored only 30 points all season.
He moved the plot.
Almost all of them
I'm
for
saying,
drinking.
Like, exposition. If they had a category called exposition, Tyrion, Sam, those guys would be getting points. Because Sam would always be like, well, actually, this is what happened. It's like, bam, exposition points.
Yeah, that's hard to judge, but yeah, you're right. Because, yeah, Tyrion, he got fucked, honestly. He seems like one of the top four or five characters, and he got royally screwed. 30 points, that's... Like, I think that might be lowest in the league for anybody who's a big, you know, big name.
Right.
Sam got pretty toasted there too.
He's such a he's like a minor character compared to the top big guys. I mean, let's be honest.
You're talking about the main characters of the show.
Like, I kind of went screen time. That's how I kind of hope I tried to do it.
Right.
Sam, I would have put at like number 14 or something for screen time. Honestly,
I mean, he's on there, but
yeah, it's just whatever.
I mean, yeah, because you think about it, Ryan had two of probably the top screen timers in Arya and Tyrion.
Yeah.
They got nothing.
Did this change the way you watch the show at all? Would you do it again, or what were your thoughts about it? Because it's the first time we've done it. We did it.
What it did is, it didn't make me change watching the show. It made me go mute my phone because fucking Dave Miller always tries to spoil shit.
Yeah,
like too fast. Even when Adam would say it, I just was like, people haven't watched it yet, dude. Ryan's out of town. Just fucking don't say anything.
I didn't.
Yeah, I know. After and Dave's all like, kids just went to bed. And I'm like,
shut up.
Those kids to bed.
Okay.
I know, because Sunday night, Dave and I were the only ones that watched it on time.
Yeah, because there's fucking kids.
There's no such thing as on time when you can stream it.
How about real time?
Real time.
There you go, real time.
Because
I think I was like 5 minutes behind. But
Did I tell you about the possible D&D game on Sundays? I don't know if I told you. I might have just told Amy.
What is this about? If it involves D&D, you have to tell us first. Run it by the Committee of Kings.
No, I don't, because you already know that they play once a week. Or not once a week. We try to play once a week, but it usually turns into once every 2 or 3 weeks. And somebody has suggested Sunday night, and I was like, no, we watch Game of Thrones at night. And the response was, Game of Thrones is on 15 times all week long. You can watch it whenever you want. And my reply was, no, Game of Thrones is on at 8 o'clock on Sunday. Amy gets wine. I get a sobe. When you have fucking kids, this is your date night. Game of Thrones is on at 8 o'clock on Sunday night.
And now Game of Thrones is over. It's ballers.
It literally is. Like, you know, you get your, I guess, crack open a beer. I eat some of them. Like, we always get some, like, hey, what snacks do you want? I'm like, I want some fucking Funyuns. All right, I'm going to get some Funyuns. Yep. Like, what do you want? Oh, I want these little fucking, I want some Nutella and some fucking crack. And you're like, okay, that's cool.
Dipped in Nutella.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, I mean, yeah, we make it a thing,
it's
like a fun thing.
Yeah, that was cool. And part of me, like a large part of me, wanted to share that event with people, be like, let's make this a bigger event. Two things we did is because timing sucks, 8 o'clock on a Sunday, kids are in bed, people are winding down. But also, it's kind of cool to have an event you do just at your house, but you could still share with people.
Yeah.
You know, it's your event, but it's also a wider event that we talk about and stuff. So I think it was fine, but like, if we were 24, this would be an event where we'd all just get together and watch it every night.
Dude, come on. Right. Remember before, like, kids, and it was like, all right, cool, it's Monday night, it's Chuck and Heroes night. Right.
Who's making tacos?
Like, right, we're going to make some tacos, we're having a good time, and it was like, that was like a literal event.
And that was for Chuck and Heroes.
It was Chuck and Heroes, yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree. And that's what I mean. So I think that's just nostalgia coming back to me, but you can do that, and it's fun. And it would be fun, don't get me wrong, but I think this is just as good, and I think we can share it in a certain way.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And good Adam, we'd invite Adam, we'd be like, hey, Adam, you want to come? He's like, the timing is so bad.
Maybe in 2 or 3 years we'll get back to it, but it's hard with a 4-month-old. Adam.
It snuck up on me.
Do you watch it with Joy?
I do.
Every week?
Yes.
Next week?
No.
Trick question. Very good. See, that's kind of cool. Do you guys have any other shows that you watch together? Was this kind of your thing?
This was it for the moment.
Yeah. In the past and future, I'm sure you will. That's fine. But this like, it was a thing. It's an event you guys did together.
Yeah. I mean, there are other shows that we watch together, like Defenders we watch together and stuff like that.
That's kind of on your own time. This was at a specific time, I'm sure. Okay.
Correct.
It did remind me a ridiculously amount of I Love You, Man. Dude, it's Sunday night program on HBO. It's more than fucking TV. It's right. HBO.
It's HBO.
Right?
That's fun.
Yeah. It's like TV is broken down into like segments where it's like shows that if she is watching, I will go and do anything else. Shows that she's watching that I care nothing about, but I still want to hang out and talk to her every once in a while and be on my phone. She's watching them. It doesn't bother me. And then shows that I'm actually engaged in that she is also watching.
Sure.
Like, I don't really care about all that Orange is the New Black, but if she's watching it, I'll watch it, and I'll be like, hey, I remember that guy, you know, and I'll be engaged a little bit in this show.
Gotcha.
A little bit.
And then there's, like, Game of Thrones, which we both watch together, so.
Yeah, we pretty much just have, we watch them together, we watch them separate. We don't really have anything that we just hang out and, you know, like you're saying, but it does get hard when there's, like, I would have finished Defenders by now. Instead, I haven't finished, I haven't started it, you know. But,
yeah,
that's life. Not a big deal.
Yeah. I think it was like, we came up with a time, I can't remember what it is, where it's like, when we'd watch shows together, and she's like, eh, and then all of a sudden the DVR was filled up with like 5 episodes of a show that she was behind on, and I'm like, I really want to watch this. How about we say, like, 4 episodes is like, if you become 4 episodes behind, I can just then take the show on and be like, watch it. This is my show. On Demand is always there if you ever want to catch up. Yeah. But then she usually goes, it's really not that important, so have at it.
And I do think this is one of the hardest times we're going to have because, I mean, it was easier when Persephone had a bedtime. She'd go to bed, we'd watch shows. Now, they have bedtimes, but they wake up every fucking few hours or whatever the hell they feel like it because they don't know what bedtime is yet. So I think in the future it'll be easier, but it just happens to be at that one time. So.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay. Anything else? Any other parting shots or anything?
Man, Ryan smells bad.
Yes.
Woo!
But
smell it from here.
And he didn't send me a fucking In-N-Out burger. I'm kind of disappointed.
He didn't even... The man gets to California, Ryan, which is great. He goes, all right, bros, I'm starting an Instagram. Everyone want to watch my Instagram? We're like, all right, cool, buddy. We'll start an Instagram. Has he posted
nothing
anything?
On it.
Nothing.
He sent me a text message with a picture of him eating In-N-Out. That's something that could have went on Instagram.
Oh,
should have gone on Instagram.
I guarantee nothing will be on there. Okay, cool. We're off again until next week. Maybe I'll get some Defenders in. Maybe other things will happen. Maybe Adam will get to the State Fair. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
If the timing's right. Thanks.
Go
to Ely. Oh, yeah, that too.
I'm not going to Ely this year.
Sorry, speaking of which, there was a Reddit article about the people who made Cards Against Humanity. Did you guys see that one?
Yes.
For Christmas one year, they said, for Black Friday, you can just donate $5 to us and we'll send you nothing. Just because they wanted to show up to the absurdity of Black Friday. And they ended up getting like $30,000 or something like that. And they split it between the people who made that group, which is like 8 people. And then they listed everything they bought with their money. And one girl was like, she spent like $3,200 on a gold vibrator.
Vibrator. Like a solid gold vibrator.
But one dude, he donated $1,200 to the Wolf Sanctuary in Ely, Minnesota.
Eli.
Which I thought was interesting. So, because we have a very interesting history with the Wolf Sanctuary in Ely, Minnesota. Adam's been there a million times.
Ely and Ely.
All right, now we're gone. See you for next week. We're taking off. GeeksNextDoor, FTW@gmail.com is our email address. GeeksNextDoor is our Facebook page, and then no Patreon page. You got to go to the Expensive Science Baby for that, but go right ahead and do that. That's it. We're back. We'll see you again for next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.